This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the Radio Park WRJN Newsroom, I'm Dan Haney with this local news update. People in Kenosha County are debating what's called the Red Oak Ridge Energy Plant. The plant would add 5 natural gas turbines near I-94. Supporters say it would meet growing demand, while opponents worry about health and environmental impacts. Public comment on the project will be taken until August 3rd. The Racine County Fair starts tomorrow in Union Grove. It'll feature livestock shows, music, and rides. This year on the grandstand, there's the Demo Derby, a rodeo, and the popular truck and tractor pulls. Gates open 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. A Milwaukee County deputy and canine were hurt when their squad was hit on I-94 in Oak Creek yesterday morning. Both are expected to recover, and the driver stayed on the scene. A group of Wisconsin voters, backed by the State Democratic Party, is suing the Elections Commission over replacement ballots if a candidate drops out. The commission says it does not plan to change its guidance. Early in-person voting for Wisconsin's August 11th primary is happening now through August 9th. Voters can check myvote.wi.gov for their ballot and polling place. The Racine Raiders finished the regular season 11-0 after beating Sheboygan County 39-12. They have a first-round playoff bye and will host their next game August 8th at historic Horlick Field. And that's your local news here on WRJN. Get news anytime on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Dan Haney.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A massive storm and confirmed tornado left a path of destruction through northeast Wisconsin yesterday. 3 communities in the Fox Valley have declared local states of emergency as thousands of people remain without power today. The village of Fox Crossing and city of Menasha are 2 of the area's hardest hit. The National Weather Service says initial assessments show at least EF2 tornado damage in Menasha. City leaders say while some people were injured, no one was killed in the storms. Many homes and businesses are completely destroyed, with debris scattered for miles. Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond says Menasha is closed. The mayor issued a formal declaration later in the afternoon saying non-emergency services are limited. There's a citywide curfew in effect from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. until further notice. City leaders are urging people to stay off the roads so emergency responders can get to downed power lines and other hazards around the city. They're asking people to please only call 911 or the Menasha Police Department for emergencies. Christ the Rock Church is serving as an emergency shelter for people needing a place to stay. A boil water advisory is in effect until further notice for anyone using the Village of Fox Crossing water utility after the East Water System was impacted by the storms. Further to the north in Shawano County, that same storm system dropped grapefruit-sized hail on people in Gresham. Residents there shared images of hailstones the size of softballs. Many people reported smashed windshields and other damage from the brief but extreme hailstorm. And now that that storm's gone through, we should be feeling some relief from the oppressive heat and humidity blanketing our state. A look at a calmer forecast is coming up in the weather. Cleanup continues today in northeast Wisconsin after a confirmed tornado tore through the Appleton area just after noon yesterday. Debris is scattered for miles, and power lines litter the streets in the city of Menasha, one of the hardest hit areas. Homes and businesses there lie in ruins, and the city's mayor has declared Menasha is closed, meaning non-emergency services are limited. The area is under a boil water advisory and nightly curfew until further notice, as thousands remain without power. The National Weather Service said yesterday's tornado was at least an EF2, if not stronger. Fortunately, the skies were much friendlier last week as aviation enthusiasts came out in record-setting numbers yet again for last week's annual EAA Air Venture. The week-long fly-in convention wrapped up on Sunday afternoon, with total attendance numbers reaching about 734,000. That beats last year's attendance of 704,000. Organizers say people came to Oshkosh from nearly 100 different countries around the world. Whitman Regional Airport averages around 100 takeoffs and landings per hour during the annual aviation event. If you plan to vote in Wisconsin's upcoming primary, officials say now's the time to make sure you have the right ID. The DMV says most people already have what they need, like a driver's license or state ID. Other options, including some student and military IDs, are also accepted. If you don't have one, the state offers free ID cards and even a temporary receipt you can use at the polls. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers get shut out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers kicked off their West Coast trip against the Giants last night with a thud, losing 3-0 at Oracle Park. The Brewers with just three hits, committing one error. One of the reasons the team looked so flat was because they didn't get into San Francisco until early Monday morning. Manager Pat Murphy revealing to reporters after the game, the Brewers' team charter flight was delayed, leaving them on the tarmac 5 hours before finally taking off from Milwaukee. Game two of the series is tonight. NFL. When the Packers open up training camp practice tomorrow morning, there'll be plenty of new faces, and for good reason.
Let's not underestimate what Matt LaFleur said at the owners' meetings about certain guys who were not bought into the culture. They're not here anymore. We can extrapolate who those guys were. Rashawn Gary. Business decisions being made at the goal line, not wrap-up tackling. You just can't have these things.
That's Packers analyst Peter Bukowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.